Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We Americans have never had a more dramatic example of the power of art to transcend differences of nationality, language, and ideology than Van Cliburn's victory in Moscow. It catapulted him to world fame and made him a significant and beloved symbol of our country's highest cultural ideals and achievements. Van, it's my privilege on behalf of WQXR and the New York Times to welcome you to our microphones, and, as you may well imagine, a deep personal pleasure, too.
Well, thank you, Abram. As you well know, it certainly is a great personal pleasure for me to be here with you on QXR, because, you know, I can never forget that you were the chairman of the juries that awarded me the Chopin Prize, the Kosciuszko Foundation, here in New York. I believe that was in June of 1952, as well as the Leventritt Award, 1954. So, as I feel about you, if anyone in this whole world, you've played a great part in my life.
Well, I'm very grateful for those generous words, Van. I'm very proud, naturally. Van, there have been several conflicting reports of the initiation of the whole idea of your going to Moscow. Now, would you tell us the story?
Well, when I was home teaching the classes for my mother, actually just helping her get back into the general swing of teaching after she had been recuperating from her fall and broken back, I got a letter from Madame Levine. And it seems that Sasha Greiner had received the brochures from Moscow telling about this first international competition for piano and violin to be held in the Soviet Union.
That's Alexander?
Alexander Greiner.
Yes, of Steinway.
Of Steinway, who I'm very sad, last April the 20th passed away. And the thing that hurts me most of all about that was that I never did get to see him after I had won. But he had called Mrs. Levine upon receiving these brochures and said, you know, I do hope that you will encourage Van to go, because I think that he should. And so she wrote me a letter. And when I got back to New York, I know that Sasha took me to luncheon three times, and in his inimitable fashion, he said, Dear Van, I beg of you, please go. You should.
Yes. Well, I had never known that. Van, when you got over to Moscow, when did you first sense the unusual enthusiasm, the fact that you were fast becoming an idol of the Russian people?
Well, Abram, I would hardly call it an idol, but I do know the thing that pleased me the very most was in the very first preliminary. Strangely enough, the thing that I got an ovation for, a small ovation, which I had to stand up at the piano four times, was for the Mozart Sonata, C major, K330.
So glad you said that. Everybody's saying that you play Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff, and where are the classics?
Well, on that particular day, I mean, it made me very happy because the other compositions I played were four etudes of Chopin, Rachmaninoff, Liszt, Scriabin, as well as the Tchaikovsky Theme and Variations, Opus 19, F major. So that really seemed like a little personal victory for me.
Yes.
And then another thing that was very outstanding, that seemingly the audience liked very much, was the Chopin F minor Fantasy.
Yes.
I was pleased because at my recital, which I had to give as being the first prize winner, the thing I know that seemingly impressed many of the jurymen most was the Beethoven Appassionata.
Which I heard you play at the Leventritz in 54.
That's right.
And beautiful.
Also, on that same program, I believe I did the Lesadura Sonata.
Yes, and didn't you play a Bach Partita?
That was for the Kosciuszko Foundation. I played all of that at that time.
I remember that well.
That audition.
Van, there's a great deal of public excitement over these events in Russia, isn't there?
Well, it's just unbelievable to me. But I'll tell you, Abram, as I have had a little time, not too much time, but a little time every now and then to think about the situation, I feel that if I am the tool, or shall we more accurately put it, the incident that will awaken the possibility of giving ticker tape parades to more musicians in the United States. This is wonderful, and for this, then I am happy.
Van, I think, apart from your pianistic triumph, that's your greatest contribution to our national life and why you are held in the esteem that you are today, and it's modest of you to say so and know it. I want to ask you something else. All the big wigs of Soviet politics came to the affairs for you later. Did they also attend the concerts and auditions?
Yes, they were usually always represented. I know that Mr. Khrushchev had been out of town, but he had come back especially to give a party for Queen Elizabeth of Belgium. The afternoon of the evening that I accepted my prize and also played first movement of the Tchaikovsky Concerto and three solo pieces for the acceptance program, at which all of the first three prize winners in both competition, violin and piano, participated.
When did you first meet Khrushchev?
Well, it was that afternoon. And this first meeting with him was not a planned affair, because on Tuesday afternoon, after the Monday night, April 14th, which was the acceptance evening, there was a specific party planned at the Kremlin that was being given for the Tchaikovsky Festival winners. And this particular afternoon that I met him on April 14th, the day before this planned party, was the party for Queen Elizabeth. And I had not really planned to meet him. And after I had finished my little audience with Queen Elizabeth and Mr. Voroshilov, I was taken to see him. And he was so cordial and so gracious. And, of course, I think the newspapers have printed up our little conversation. But one little bit of the conversation they have not printed, which I think you would be interested in, as well as all musical audiences, is the fact that he said, "You know, I have heard so much about your wonderful interpretation and wonderful playing of the Chopin F minor fantasy, and it disappoints me that I didn't get to hear it in the second preliminary. But I'm looking forward very much to hearing you tonight. And I shall never forget that and will always appreciate it from him."
Yes, I would appreciate it too, because the fantasy is such a great work, and that he appreciates.
The fantasy is a wonderful work, yes. And I think probably as far as the romantic era goes, and certainly as far as tone point, piano tone poems go, in the Chopin literature, it is one of the most outstanding examples.
Van, I know that some of our friends who were in Moscow couldn't possibly get in for anything to your auditions, and yet I understand that a lot of the students went. Now, was that you? Did you invite them as your guest?
This is in Moscow.
In Moscow?
Well, I'll tell you, they all were had the same opportunity to try to give a chance to get tickets. I mean, but they would stand in line at night, and they said, now I don't know, but they told me from the Ministry of Culture that there had been a line for three nights.
Goodness.
All night for tickets. And I think that one of the group of students that had stood in line all night, this is especially a wonderful story, and I think it's probably a story that all the people know now. But I want to tell it again because it was so sweet. But this woman came to me and said that she and all of these students had stood in line. They had been unsuccessful to get tickets. And because they had heard I wanted this lilac tree, they all went in together and bought me this tree to plant on the grave of Rachmaninoff.
And you are going to do that? When?
We plan to do it on Friday, especially before the Ed Murrah show on Friday night.
I see. Now, Van, you've been in Washington since you were last here on Monday night.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Washington was an especially thrilling experience. Of course, as you know, I was received at the White House, where I went to greet the president, and it was very pleasant to be with him. And then after that, I had some press conferences, and the thing that pleased me so much was for an American, not Van Cliburn, but an American artist to receive a standing ovation in Constitution Hall of our nation's capital. And also, I shall never forget the kindness of the very gracious Ambassador Menshikov from the Soviet Union, who surprised me very greatly by sending this huge, huge basket of flowers to the stage with his compliments.
There was also a huge party given by the Soviet embassy for
him. Yes, they gave this wonderful party for Maestro Kondrashin, to which I and my parents were invited.
I've seen him with you, and he's been such a real and sincere friend, as well as a wonderful collaborator, Van.
Well, Kirill Petrovich has gotten to be more than just a conductor to me. He is a wonderful friend, and he has proved to me the deep and the historic meaning of the word friendship.
It's a great deal to say for any man, but I know you deserve it. Friendship's a two-way street, you know, Van.
It's a very much of a two-way street, which places a great deal of responsibility on both parties.
Van, I know that you know that the position which you earned so handsomely is not only a privilege, but a responsibility. What are your plans generally for acquiring the time now and the privacy for reflection, the kind of work that every true artist does and never stops doing, and you are one?
Well, Abram, I have certainly not had much time to sit down and think. As I've often said to my manager, I wonder how long Van Cliburn will be able to go on without practicing, because it's seemingly been so long since I've gotten to really sit down and practice as I'd want to. But I have been able to think on trains and planes about what I'm going to do in the future and how I must build my repertoire and to refine my art. Because the only test, the only real test to anything of the sensational press and the accoutrements of this kind of a success is sustaining it.
I want to ask you one other thing, Van. Do you think that your acclaim, the sensational acclaim, will aid your young colleagues' careers, that they will be more readily recognized and will not have to arouse sensational attention in order to interest our audiences and gain their support and respect?
I can only tell you one story. Last night, I did the Steve Allen show. As we were coming out of the theater, there were many, many young people outside the door. As a matter of fact, I guess I experienced the feeling, in a small way, that our movie idols experience. And it was thrilling and at the same time scaring, because I very much sense responsibility. But there was this one small boy who fought his way into the little alleyway there and said, "Mr. Cliburn, could you do me a favor?" He said, "I'm from public school 232 in Brooklyn. My name is Gary Smith. And I would appreciate it so much if you would give us a picture for our music class." Well, I nearly died at the next statement. He said, "We are so happy that you've done so well as an American musician. I play the saxophone."
Lovely. Just lovely. Then, you know, one thing surprised me, that the Russians were so surprised at your high artistic standards. Surely they know our great orchestras, and surely they know, for instance, a great violinist like Isaac Stern. Personally.
Yes.
Now, is it our pianists they didn't know?
I think the one thing is they haven't gotten the records, and as far as I know, there have been no invitations or trips by any of our young American pianists to go. Now, the only one from America was Glenn Gould from Canada.
Right.
And they are very well acquainted with his work, and they love him very much in the Soviet Union.
Van, one of the things that most endeared you to everybody at the mayor's luncheon for you last Tuesday was when you got up and you said, "Really, I was lucky."
Well, I think I was. Because, you know, this kind of a success, which has come to me, I feel very, very grateful for. And I also know that it could certainly have happened to someone else. Because it just so happened that I maybe was given something to say, and I said it. But above everything, I was faced with no alternative, and when one is in a position faced with no alternative, one does something, whether it's right or wrong. So, as someone else said to me, well, you did what comes naturally. But I think that we have so much wonderful talent here in the United States. I only wish that more of our American pianists and violinists had gone to this competition. But, you know, the Soviet Union is planning to give another one in 3 years, have another Tchaikovsky contest. And I know, without doubt, we will have much, much more American representation at that contest.
I'm hoping that, too, Van, and that our representatives will be as distinguished as you, although that's hard to expect.
We can only hope, for the sake of our country, that they will be better.
Van, we have so many things to thank you for, too numerous and too significant to mention in these few minutes. So just allow me to thank you for being you and for being here tonight.
Well, I first of all said when I first came back, and I meant it very much, I thank the United States, its people, its musicians, for being so wonderful, for affording me the opportunity, the study, and the trip to the Soviet Union. I thank the Soviet Union for being so appreciative of what I could do. And I also, and most important, thank God for giving me something to say.